Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. How about you?
Have you been saving a whole bunch of money with the GST holiday?
Well, you know, I don't think so, but yeah, it's a good question. And I haven't really sat down. I was surprised. Here's what I'll say. I was surprised at some cases when I thought I was going to, and I looked at the bill and there wasn't a savings in GST. That's been my reaction so far.
Okay. So we're going to definitely talk about the GST holiday. Yeah. And was it really a holiday or was it?
Was it meaningful, right?
Was it more of an expense? We'll find that out today. But we got also on our show, did you know that around-the-clock care in Alberta, in your home, for a year, $250,000?
Yeah. I didn't know that number, but we'll have an expert that'll help us understand a little bit about what's happening with, you know, with this idea of mild dementia, how to live with it, and, you know, and what you can do about it, right? There's a new report out anyways we're going to address.
Right. And what services and what's available for people suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's in the city. We're going to talk about that, but we've got the whole holiday and the savings or lack thereof.
Well, yeah, so food inflation continues to be a problem. It's been a problem for a number of years, right? And a lot of Canadians are hit hard by that. The question is, has the GST holiday, you know, has it been meaningful? We know it's been a problem for businesses, but has it been meaningful for consumers? And, you know, what could that mean for relief? So what is the state of food inflation in Canada? We've got a terrific guest to help us understand a bit about that. Dr. Sylvain Charlebois, who's a professor, senior director at Agri-Food Analytics Lab. Sylvain, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me back.
Let's talk a little bit about this idea of food inflation. Maybe you can just give us a bit of an overview of of where we're at now, given where we've come from with some of the high inflation.
Yeah, absolutely. So 2024 was a bit of an average year, to be honest. I know that a lot of people are still coping with what happened in 2022 and 2023 when food inflation went up like in double digits. So that's certainly is still hurting a lot of households. But 2024, we ended up with a food inflation of around 2.7%. Early in the year, we did see a higher food inflation rate. It went down. We saw some price wars end of summer, but now we're seeing food inflation going up again above general inflation, which is never a good thing, to be honest, which means we're basically asking people to spend more money on food relative to their income. Essentially,
why is that? So then, why is that? Well, why do we see that bump up?
It's the meat counter economics. If you look at the meat trifecta, beef, pork, chicken, very rarely you'll have all three components increase in price, but this is it. And so that's what we're expecting for 2025. And a weaker Canadian dollar will make some sections of the grocery store more expensive, including vegetables.
And so, did the GST holiday help?
I was listening to your comments and I appreciated your sarcasm, but I mean, we actually did some calculations, both retail and service. The average Canadian is likely going to save about $4.50 retail. Whew. Up to February 15th, of course, but service savings are more substantial. It's anywhere between $20 to $30, depending on where you live in Canada, because if you have the HST, of course, savings are much more substantial. But generally speaking, savings are much more interesting at the restaurant than in food retail.
And you didn't find food retail still charging GST? Because there were some companies, let's pick on, I think it was Pepsi who came out and said, we're still charging GST. We're not going to adjust all this stuff. And off they went. How does a retailer offset that if they're being charged? Did they take on the heat? And did we find that on the retail level that it was actually being passed on to Canadians? Or was it just kind of handled with an ad hoc way?
So retail-wise, I think grocers honored the policy. They complied. But up the food chain, things got complicated. When you deal with a multinational, some CPG companies really didn't have the time to adjust. And by the way, PepsiCo Canada is not the only one. It's the only one that actually went vocal, that was very vocal about it. Basically, we saw this memo. I think most people saw the memo. I think they were just disputing the policy itself. It was a little ridiculous to implement something so quickly for 2 months.
So this is a conversation we've had at the dinner table this week. Food prices have gone up. It's an issue. So what else can we do? We saw a GST holiday. Many people don't realize they only save $4 till February, but they want to see more savings or at least food inflation go down. And so what else needs to happen, Sylvain? Because the conversation at the table, at my dinner table, is the government needs to get involved and do something, or do we just suck it up? Because that's been the conversation we've had. So what do we, government gets involved, or do we suck it up?
Well, I mean, markets are powerful things. You know, I do believe that consumers are much smarter when they leave their homes, when they go and grocery shop. They actually have an idea of how much they should be paying for celery, for radishes, for whatever. I mean, it's important to know your prices. 5-10 years ago, most people went to the grocery store without knowing, and they were sticker shocked without knowing really how much they should pay on for chicken or for bread and things like that. So it's a much smarter marketplace. In return, grocers are responding. There are more discount banners out there. Loblaws is deploying a couple of new kinds of stores, dollar stores almost, without fridges. So you can see that really the market is becoming more competitive. Even though we're not seeing new players, it's actually becoming more competitive.
So, I've got a question for you. And you know, we saw prices obviously spike, and the fact that even if food inflation is running at 2.7%, people are still experiencing the higher prices over the last 3 years. So it's not like prices are coming down, it just further inflation has slowed down. The source of that, that increase was, we often looked at the pandemic and supply chain issues and so on and so forth. Given that that's all gone, are you surprised that we haven't seen food prices come back down to where they were sort of pre-pandemic, or, you know, some pre-pandemic plus a slight inflation adjustment?
I don't know how you guys see inflation, but inflation is a bit like a tax. There's always a legacy to inflation. It's like the tide with docks. The high tide will leave a mark. That's kind of how inflation works. And frankly, when an economy expands, typically things tend to cost more. So inflation is actually quite a natural thing. And it allows an economy to grow. The problem we face with food in particular the last few years is that food inflation has been unreasonably high for an extended period of time. We've never seen that before. So that's why people are still feeling the pain. But the other issue, and let's be honest here, there's less wealth in the system. So people are showing up at the grocery store with less money in their pockets. Interest rates, the cost of living, everything. They're showing up at the grocery store with less money. I think that's the real issue here. Food prices are under control in my view, but like you said, prices haven't gone down. It would be unreasonable to think that they will go down anytime soon.
We have about a minute left, Sylvain. Do you think we need to have a different policy from government on the tech side, the innovation, the agri-food business, where we're starting to make more and more local product in this country, in our local market, so that it goes straight, we clear out some of the middleman in this process, so that we're going from seed to retail store, and it gets right into the people's hands, so the cost goes down even more there. Countries like South Africa have been looking at technology changes, yep. Innovation, greenhouses,
and
so forth.
They're doing very well.
Yeah, and so I know we're a bit different climate than South Africa, but what are your thoughts about the whole agri-food technical side where the government can include that piece?
Listen, MySpace is all about wholesale prices, and if you look at wholesale food prices in Canada versus the U.S., we're falling behind. In fact, since 2019, our wholesale food prices have actually gone up 40% more than in the U.S., which means that our agri-food sector is less competitive. So I absolutely agree with you. I think we need more investments, more capital investments. And we're talking a lot about AI and artificial super intelligence as well for 2025. That's what needs to happen. More investments, more optimization of systems, which will allow the entire system to be more competitive. Right now, we're falling behind. We'll import more food from the U.S.
We're falling behind and we need it more. Sylvain, thank you for joining us today.
Take care.
Okay. That's an interesting piece. Inflation is going to be a part of your retirement all along the way. How do you plan for it? How do you overcome it? Is growth still necessary in a retirement portfolio to help offset some of these?
Yeah, we're talking about that on Tuesday, January 14th, 7 p.m. at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. You need to register to attend this seminar. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
New report out on living with mild dementia and what we can do as a community to help. Stick around after the break for that. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.